For the last year and a half, Steve Inskeep was the host of this program. Starting tomorrow morning, he will begin working at Morning Edition with Renee Montaigne. And we thought we'd check in with Steve one last time to chat about what he's been up to the last couple of months and find out what lies ahead for him. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cheryl. Good to be here.
Well, you recently returned from a reporting stint in Baghdad, and you've been there before. How have things changed in Iraq this time?
Oh, goodness. I think that things have changed a great deal. I think that in the spring of 2003, which is when I was there the first time, there was a great deal of uncertainty and a great deal of fear, particularly in the southern part of the country where I was. Saddam Hussein was not popular at all there, but people were not sure if the Americans were for real, if Saddam Hussein was really gone, if the occupation would be a good thing or a bad thing. As the weeks passed, people became more hopeful, began to come out of their shells, if you will. But the second time that I went, in March and April of this year, Iraqis felt that their lives were improving, but it was really hard as a journalist to work at all because the danger was so great, and it increased all the time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
We would go around in the shabbiest vehicles we could find, as a matter of fact. That was one way that you could try to be secure, was just try not to stand out. I certainly don't look like an Iraqi. I don't sound like an Iraqi. But you could move unobtrusively to where you were going, talk to who you intended to talk to, and then keep moving. And that was one of the only ways, really, that reporters could remain secure. As we found out, just as I was leaving the country and after I left, some reporters didn't even find that to be enough security. A number of them were stopped. They were taken hostage before being released again by different groups. It's been a very difficult time for reporters to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your job here as host of this program. When you look back on your year and a half, what were some of the highlights for you?
I think the most exciting thing for me was just having a day or two to think. That's something that you so rarely get in the news business. You're called on to have an instant judgment, an instant report, get anything you can by 5 minutes from now and get it on the air and then move on to some other story. All things considered, on the weekend, had the opportunity to not do that. I think that we were able to do something on the weekend that people who are listening, trying to figure out the world, desperately want and desperately need. And that's, you want to take all these events, all this information that's flying past on the bottom of your television screen, and the pictures and images that flit by, and you just want to grab the world for a minute and stop it and try to figure out one thing. And we were able to do that a lot of times, and all things considered, on the weekends, because we came in the middle of the week and we had a couple of days before the show was on. It was exciting.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming up for you at Morning Edition?
Well, I guess I won't have any time to think anymore. but that said, it's going to be quite a challenge. Bob Edwards did a great job for 24 and a half years. It's like trying to fill in for Cal Ripken for the Baltimore Orioles after his long streak on the field. And that's a great challenge for me. It's a great challenge for Renee Montaigne. But we have good stories planned for the coming week, I hope. We'll be having updates on the political conventions, which are coming up this summer, major symbolic events for both political parties, and we'll try to explore what that means. We'll also have on Monday, Renee Montaigne, my colleague, will have an interview with Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. Hmm. She went to Afghanistan to get that interview. She's come back with it.
All right. Well, we, of course, will be listening to that. I guess you'll be having to get up fairly early, even though you'll have weekends off.
Well, I will have weekends off, so I'll just look on the bright side there.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in, Steve.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You can hear Steve tomorrow on Morning Edition, where he will be hosting with Renee Montaigne. That's All Things Considered. Susan Stone directed tonight's broadcast. Martha Wexler edited, and Tracy Wall produced our program, with Petra Mayer, Devar Ardalan, Sarah Handel, and Elaine Heinzman. The technical director is Neil Ellis, with audio engineers Peter Alina, Jerry Tennant, Mitch Eaton, and Kurt Turner. Our newscast producer is Carol Ann Clark Kelly. Our reference librarian is Keem Leskey. Our senior producer, Walter Ray Watson. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.